Around the country today, religious services honored the crew of the Space Shuttle Columbia. We have two reports from two communities most affected by the shuttle accident. First, from NPR's Philip Davis, who attended a memorial service in Cocoa Beach, Florida, a short distance from the Kennedy Space Center.
Inside the First Baptist Church on Atlantic Avenue in Cocoa Beach, parishioners filled the pews and music filled the air during the service.
Crowd him with many crowds, the Lamb upon his throne.
Ken Babington is the church's pastor.
As a nation, we're grieving. As a community, we're grieving. As church members, as individuals in the church, we're grieving because we've got men and women that were directly involved in the Columbia launch.
Babington has lived in this area most of his life. He's seen accidents happen before, sometimes with devastating impact on the space-dependent economy of the area.
Apollo 1, why did it happen? Challenger, why did it happen? Columbia, yesterday, why did it happen? How do you answer that?
You can't, said Dennis Chamberlain. Chamberlain is a NASA biomedical engineer, one of the thousands in the area whose livelihood depends on a healthy space program. Chamberlain had been working directly with Columbia's crew on four biomedical research projects. Now they're all gone, he said.
There's no way to describe the loss of all of that. It's tragic beyond description. But I will tell you that I was out there at the Space Center yesterday to secure the data that we had on the ground, and I cannot describe the intensity of the pressure at the center, the sense of loss, the overall impression that that we were in the middle of a tragedy in the making.
In the end, he said, it made no sense to try to answer why such a tragedy could happen.
What is my part? And my part is to grieve and to go on, because I believe that's what those seven astronauts would have wanted most of all, was that we go on. I think to shrink back and to quit degrades their purpose.
Florida's Space Coast has weathered tragedy before, he said, and he expects the region to bounce back again. Philip Davis, NPR News, Cocoa Beach, Florida.
I'm Jack Williams at Grace Community Church, just a couple of miles from Johnson Space Center. Two of Columbia's astronauts, Commander Rick Husband and Mike Anderson, worshipped here. Today, the congregation remembered the men whose lives ended just minutes before Columbia was scheduled to touch down in Florida. Senior Pastor Steve Riggle.
It's incredible that one moment changes everything. It's the difference between tragedy and triumph. A mere 16 minutes from what would have been considered great victory. But instead, we're gathered today around tragedy.
Pastor Riggle often talked with Commander Husband. He played for the congregation a tape of the astronauts' own words from just a month ago.
If I ended up at the end of my life having been an astronaut, but having sacrificed my family along the way or living my life in a way that didn't glorify God, then I would look back on it with great regret, and having become an astronaut would not really have mattered all that much.
Husband was also a member of the church choir. Fellow choir member Lonnie Burton today recalled a solo he sang at a Christmas program a few years ago. She says his humble attitude impressed everyone.
You'd never know what his commitment was and who he was as a commander. And so we all loved him very much because of his love of God and because of his humility.
Parishioners say they'll lean on faith to get them through the loss and fully expect the NASA community to pull together in its dark hour. For NPR News, I'm Jack Williams in Houston.